It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Sam, good morning, morning.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing all right. Everything's together as.
Yeah, I've noticed, I've been here the whole time watching it go very, very smoothly.
Stick it up, yeah, Sam. Yeah, so what would you know? You watched 10 hours of TV yesterday.
Well, I've actually watched a lot of TV. I've got exams at the moment, so I've been watching
obviously
lots of TV.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, me and my friends were very hungover, and my friend Hugo goes, "We're watching The Haunting of Hill House, all of it in one go." Because he's already seen it, and he was like, "I want you all to watch it." So we parked up on a couch and watched 10 hours of this great, 10 whole hours in a row. But we went and got New Flavor halfway through.
Yeah.
But 10 hours in a row of this amazing horror show. And it's
probably, is it amazing?
I really, really liked it. And I didn't want to watch it because it's actually pretty terrifying. And I was like, this is scary and I don't want to watch this. But besides the horror elements, it's actually a really, really beautifully told story. Well,
how can it be beautiful if it's a horror?
Oh, let me tell you.
Firstly, what's your horror standard? Some people just absolutely just revel in the gore and the terror and stuff. Are you a bit nuts?
I'm an 80s and 90s horror film nerd. So like, I love Nightmare on Elm Street. Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors is my favorite horror film of all time.
Yep.
So that's my niche. Like, I'm not like into The Conjuring and stuff. I don't like being like too scared, but I'm like a solid like 7 on the scare scale.
Hereditary, did you see that?
Not yet, need to. No, it's on the list. But like, if I can get through this one, I think I can get through Hereditary as well. The premise is there's this house called Hill House, and this family moves into it in the 90s.
Is it on a hill?
No, it's owned by the hills. It was the Hill House.
Interesting. So that's a good thing. Just scratch that worry off.
So it's not One Tree Hill. No, it's Hill House. It's this big mansion they all live in. They've got 5 kids, and the first 5 episodes are like told through the eyes of their kids, and it's like flashes forward to their future where they're adults and dealing with the tragedy that befell them in the house, and then deals with them as children as well. So it flashes back to them as kids getting haunted in the house in the first place. So it's like,
well, they obviously got to live though.
Well, so so it kind of follows the same horror rules as American Horror Story Season 1, where if you die in the house, your ghost kind of stays in the house forever. If that's like what you need to know about like how this whole mythology works. Okay. And the first episode focuses on...
Just when you stay in the house, is it like, you know how people who are on, say, home detention?
Yes.
Home D, they call it, in the rough circles test. And then they can go out to a certain part of the boundary.
Yeah.
If you're a ghost who died in the house, are you restricted to just...
I think within the gates, I think, is the rules.
Yeah.
You've got to stay within the gates.
How high up can you go?
I don't know if any of the ghosts can fly, actually. That's a good question.
Okay.
We'll have a look into it.
Ground-bound ghost.
Yeah. It's real, like... It's not like a big jump scare kind of show. It's real creepy and eerie. So basically, the adults, the kids, you've got Steve, Shirley...
What makes it creepy and eerie? Like, what define creepy and eerie for me?
Well, so...
Creepy as in dark, or creepy as in just... Ooh, the person's got a gammy something or other.
No, so it's not, you don't get lots of gore, it's not like that. It's like just very creepy and still intense, and the music is amazing. And this is why I love the show, because it does such really great things.
I wish we could close those blinds and make it a little dark where you're telling us. Okay.
So it does this thing. The director did these two really cool things with the show that like kind of add to the creep factor. So first off, the set design is all designed to look like a face looking at you. So every scene, the hallway is meant to be looking like a face staring right at you.
That's really mental.
It's so sick. And then there's also, in all of the, well, not all of the scenes, in lots of the scenes, there's ghosts actually in the background in soft focus that you can't see properly. So like you don't notice them, but they're there. So like, I've gone back through Reddit and like seen all these screenshots of the ghosts in the background, and your subconscious brain sees them, but your conscious brain doesn't.
So what made you go back to check them? Because you knew about that there was this thing.
My friend was like, "Oh, I saw an article of it," and I was like, "He was like, look at this." I was like, "Look at this. This is so sick." And I went back and like, you can see them in some of the scenes, just some ghosts standing in the hallway watching them.
Oh, that's really bug, man.
Or like hands under a piano, or like looking at them through windows and stuff. It's just creepy.
If you're watching it in real time, you sort of go, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's unsettling television.
So unsettling. And then the sixth episode is actually so cool. It's 10.
The sixth
episode.
Six, just saying.
It basically it deals with all the characters at once in the same room, and it's like continuous shots. So like it's like 6-minute long shots where the camera just follows them around and follows them through the house and like has like haunting and stuff. So it's really beautifully made, as well as being this really cool tragic story. So basically, I need to get to the main plot point. So, and you find out at the beginning that their mother died in the house when they were kids.
She'll be dead then. Yep.
And the dad, like, basically ran out of the house with the kids and drove off and left the mother there. And they don't know whether she was haunted or whether it was a mental illness kind of thing, or like, that's the whole thing. And their eldest brother doesn't believe in ghosts, so he wrote a book about it. And basically, he writes horror novels, and then he made all this money off the family tragedy. So the rest of the family hates him.
Yeah.
One of the kids is a drug addict. One of the kids has, like, severe, like, mental disorders.
A lot of redemption, sort of, yeah.
Yeah, one of the kids is a mortician because she is obsessed with death now.
Oh!
And they just have a really cool family dynamic. Like, it's really, really... It's like... So it's been described as This Is Us meets a horror, because it's like... it deals with, like, family dramas and grief and loss and how they all, like... come back together as adults through all that. But then it's also got some of the best scares of my life. Like, there's one scene, like episode 8, I think it is, and me and my friends were all watching it, and it just came out of nowhere, the scare, and we all just jumped, and we were like all just piled on each other, like yelling.
Big screen TV?
Big screen TV, yeah.
What are we talking, 55?
60 inch.
60 inch.
Yeah, bro. If you want to catch those ghosts in the background, you got to...
Yeah, I was going to say, that's...
Well, because actually, I just had a little squiz at some of these pictures.
Does it freak you out?
The screen grabs. They're actually really hard to see.
Yeah.
Like, even in a screen grab, it's really, really, really hard to see. Like, where's the ghost, Mikey? It's like, then, where's Wally?
And then your subconscious...
What? No, it's not.
Can't you see that one either?
And then your subconscious gets you.
There's nothing there.
Where do you think it is?
I don't know. I don't know where.
It's right there.
Yeah. See, it's just like, where's Wally? And they'll be...
That's my screen.
There's some easier ones to see as well, but there's some that are just like in windows. There are some that are like under tables. There's some that are in ladders.
Yeah.
And then that's... And these are just ghosts that don't even like
have... I guess you have to be... You have to have a certain... You have to... You have to have extra... Yeah. Extra sensory.
I'm not sure you could see them there.
I'm not sure that they're even real ghosts.
And these aren't even like... These aren't even the ghosts that are in the... In the story,
they're just like extras,
and it's like
that concept of that is phenomenal. That's really cool.
Like, who comes up with that?
This is the thing. Here's, we've had this discussion on the show before when we discuss. Oftentimes, we'll dip into the supernatural, Sam.
Yeah,
and we'll toe dip into the supernatural, and things with ghosts. If they don't go anywhere, they don't go anywhere. So it's like, you know, if you're gonna have a place that's been haunted a couple of times, it's gonna be like a departure lounge in the airport full of people waiting for a plane.
Yeah, just they're milling
all
just, about.
Milling about, man. There'd be dinosaurs, all the animals that have died as well, you know, birds.
And there's some creepy animal deaths in episode 2 as well.
Do the animals come back as ghosts? That doesn't make any sense if they don't.
I have not noticed any animals, but, you know, who knows? And there's just some great twists at the end as well that just really get you. The only thing that I don't like about the show, and this is going to sound annoying, but it almost wraps up too many loose ends at the end.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost too neat in a box. I'm like, I want to see some, like, I want a cliffhanger. I want to see, like, what's going to happen in season 2. Because they've got to do a season 2, because the show is absolutely phenomenal. It's got such good ratings. I got into it because there's all these Facebook posts saying, show that makes... watches faint and throw up, and I was like, oh my god, am I gonna faint or throw up? And in the first episode,
has a TV show ever made you faint or throw up?
No, not yet, but my heart rate was going really high on the first 2 episodes, and I was like, oh my god.
There's one scene in Californication that first season which I made me catch my breath.
Yeah. it's just honestly, I think if you can handle getting, because it is really scary, so that, like, warning to everyone out there, if you can't handle getting scared, you probably won't be able to get through the show. But if you like good TV, you should probably just hold on and try to get through it, because it's actually...
What about if you're like, I love good TV, I don't want to feel squeamish, and, you know...
I didn't sleep on Saturday night, because
that was going to be my next question.
Well, neither did I, but I didn't watch the show, so what? What do you mean?
No, literally, like, I had to sleep with my lights on Saturday night, and it was...
Really? Oh.
Yeah, it was
a lot.
That
is what would put me off. That's what would put me off
the night light.
I was so tired.
The thing is, they can see
on
your bed. They can still be under the bed.
No, my bed's got no gap, don't worry about it.
What about when you talk?
Oh, my bed's got a gap.
No, my bed's got no gap. My room's fully... I can see everything from my bed, so, like, I'm good.
Actually, behind you as well?
Yeah, against the wall, I'm good. Yeah. Ghosts can't get me.
What about when you go to the toilet?
That's the scariest part. Yeah. So my friend was like, oh, like, let's go. And she dropped me off home, and I was like, can you walk me inside?
I was like that after watching Twin Peaks the first time in the movie. I was really unsettled. I was just unsettled. I was sitting there in the Hobbit's room, and it's like 7 of us and 6 people fell asleep apart from me. I was like, turn around, look, I'm in the room, there, drugs, what's happening? But no, it's not that.
Yeah. But yeah, if you want the full experience, me and my friends watched it at our friend's house. It's kind
How
of
many
a little
episodes?
Bit haunted.
How many episodes?
10.
It's kind of a little bit haunted. Don't say that. It's either haunted or not.
His house feels haunted. It's an old Pompey.
It's going to be now that you've said that. Now that you're going to be, it's forever. Imagine, you don't want that reputation. Let's say about that. Whose house? Where?
It's in Ponsonby. It's Ponsonby Villa.
Ponsonby.
Ponsonby Villas. There's
old Auckland.
Old Auckland. Yeah. Also, recommendation, if you want to watch it episode 1 to 5 and then take a break and then watch 6 to 10 because it's like two separate movies kind of thing.
Okay.
But it's really good.
1 to 5, 6 to 10.
Yeah, that's the best way to watch it. And at night, in the dark.
How long episodes?
They all range, but yeah, basically an hour.
Range? What do you mean range?
So because it's Netflix, they can do whatever they want. So they some of them are like 55, some of them are 40, some of them are... Whatever's best for the storytelling at the time.
Yeah, cool. I do love that about Netflix, actually. Yeah. Cool. Hey, Sam, thank you very much. Lovely to see you.
No worries.
Any ideas what you're going to do next week?
I haven't thought about it. Sorry.
Because your brain's... You've just been terrified, eh?
Yeah, terrified. Thanks, guys.
That was Viewmaster on 95BFM.
What was the name of the show again for people who missed it?
The Haunting of Hill House.
The Haunting of Hill House.